Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 567, Beta Blitz, recorded live on January 19th, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T. Run, little Spartans.
So you're going to play our Atriox in our little make-believe game, huh?
Why not?
So we are officially entering the Halo Wars 2 saga of the podcast. For those that are joining us via the live stream, we've changed our background to the Halo Wars 2 key art. I know, such a big drastic change. If anyone's still looking to help us out with graphics stuff, like stream layouts, and has that kind of talent, let us know. Anyways, but we've also changed gears a little bit, and you may have heard from the last episode that we changed our intro and outro music. We have the Halo Wars 2 menu background music that we have back from June that we've used, and there's a few more things that we have on this beta as far as the available music in the background, so maybe we'll get some new audio pieces in for the beginning and end as we enter into this new saga for the podcast.
Tell you what, I'm liking the music so far.
I am too.
It's got a nice classic feel to it.
It does. It kind of reminisces a little bit of the Halo Wars original soundtrack, and actually haven't really looked into this yet, but who wrote the music for the original and who's writing the music for Halo Wars 2?
I have no idea. Have they even announced that yet?
I don't think I've seen it anywhere.
I know I haven't.
Now that I think about it, I mean, does anyone in the chat possibly know what they're doing or who's doing the music? Because, I mean, it is pretty good. Steven Rippey was the one that did the original. Just doing some quick Google searches here. When I do Halo Wars 2 soundtrack, nothing really pops up.
Well, maybe we'll know a little bit more.
Oh, there's something on SoundCloud.
Later this month or maybe early next month.
There is some stuff on SoundCloud. They have it, Gorky Hab and the Finishing Move Incorporated. I'm not sure if is that the artist and producer?
They're just posted a link to what? Oh, here we go. Halo Wars 2 composer revealed. Listen to the first two tracks here by Mike Nelson, Xbox Wire, who are the Gordy Hab, and Finishing Move. Composer Brian Lee White and Brian Trifon? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not good at names. I'm sorry. Audio director
some names
was
are difficult.
Paul Lipson. So, kudos to you guys. You're doing a great job so far. Links to SoundCloud, too.
Yes. I don't recall if I actually remember seeing these at one point or not. I don't remember. Maybe I did. I mean, it's an Xbox Wire article, so I'm thinking I had to have at some point.
Ooh, possible. I'll save that for later.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Thank you, Laird. And Pins.
Paul Lipson and Gordy Hab in the Finishing Move. Kind of appropriate, too, if you think of Finishing Move and RTSs.
Yeah.
Quite appropriate.
Okay, did you get in on the Twitter game?
Yes, I did. I was actually going to bring that up, but since you brought it up, you can go ahead and talk about it if you wish.
No, I was wanting to see if you had any luck with it, because I haven't got a chance to play it.
Oh, really? It's been up for a little while.
Yeah, well, it's been, you know, like work, and my internet at work is not very friendly when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Well, you can even start one right now if you wanted to.
I could, but then it would distract me from the podcast, and then it wouldn't be very, very good quality because I'd be too busy looking at Twitter.
You know what the funny thing is? I was actually going to start one with you right now.
Okay, fine. If you're going to be like that.
Hey, we'll just do a live one on the show. Why not?
There we go.
Didn't I say we were making some changes to the show earlier?
There's some changes, yeah. That'd be a change.
Yeah.
Too bad we can't do private battles on Halo Wars 2.
Well, we will be able to in the final game, just not...
No, I meant like now.
Yeah, not in the beta.
That would be really distracting.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it at some point of maybe having something like in the background as far as a like game going on or something. Like for those that remember the Spartan Life when it was around, they used to do their show, which was, it was pre-recorded and then edited afterwards, but they basically did their interviews and their show within a environment where other people were actually invited in and playing in the game. So it's a little bit different, but I've been toying around the idea in my head about whether or not that would actually work for our podcast, and maybe sometime I'll actually try it out. So while we get that battle going, which for some reason it's, there we go, initiate battle. So what we're doing is there's a little game that has been created by the use of Twitter cards that 343's come up with, and it's using the Isabel UNSC log Twitter account. So this is the one that we discovered, what was it, 3 weeks ago or so? And it was the one that tweeted out the date, 1/7/17. And this is kind of what I guess it was alluding to, because it was made available on January 17th, 1/7 day, go figure. And what you can do is you can either challenge AI or challenge another Twitter user, and you get three different cards. And if you're playing player versus AI, then you're always playing as Captain Cutter. If you're doing PvP, then it's random on whether or not you get to play as Cutter or Atriox. And of course, you have Covenant themed cards and UNSC themed cards. And it's like a mini blitz game. So you pick one of three cards that you start with, and then you keep on going down until you've eliminated all your cards. Or actually had one game where I lost in the second round.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it wasn't. So you go back and forth, and you can do this with any Twitter user. And I'm still waiting for you to initialize.
I did.
Initiate your side. You did?
I'll hit it again. Okay. It took me to the initiate battle tag.
Did you click the tag?
Let's try this again. Oh, come on. Hit the right place. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Okay,
I have initiated battle.
Okay. Hopefully
now
it'll
DM
both of us here soon
to show up.
Yeah.
It's, all right. Enough of that distraction.
Yeah. We're trying to do it live here on the show, but apparently it's not working.
Not very well.
No, not really. Because it's still saying it's waiting on my end. So I'm not sure what's going on. Regardless, it's just a little fun game that you can do on Twitter. And the cool thing about it, too, is that whenever you complete your first game, you actually get to get a little code. Oh, okay. It says it's commencing. So we have, UNSC camo thing? And with the code, it's redeemable in the final game for Halo Wars 2. And all you have to do is play one game. It can be a PvE game or it can be a PvP game. So it's worth your time to just get a free little DLC item that goes with the game.
Is this supposed to pop up in this chat window?
So once you actually complete a training module, it'll, whether you are defeated or you are victorious, it'll, if you've haven't gotten the code yet, like if it's your first time playing, then it'll DM you a code. It'll generate a code and send it to you. So I already got one. But if anyone else is interested in trying it out, you can either find it on a couple of places. At Halo on Twitter has tweeted it out. Halo on Facebook has posted it. And then if you just go to the official Isabel Twitter account, which is at ISA1307_2, then I believe the pinned tweet and or the link that's in their profile will link to the Twitter card that you need to start a PvP or PvE challenge. I don't know. It's not working for us right now, which kind of sucks. It is what it is.
He's spoken.
We tried. Experiencing technical difficulties.
Okay. Popped up.
That's what we have when we do it live. And then try to send one to me, because it said I already sent this message and it's not letting me send it again.
Okay.
Hey, Pin's got his code.
Cool.
So he got it to work. Did you do a PvE PvE battle pins? I'm assuming that's what you did. Anyways, enough of us bantering on this, I guess. If we get this to work, then we'll get it to work. But that little game is going on, so make sure you check it out. On to some Halo Wars 2 stuff. We've got quite a bit of info regarding Blitz, which is going to be the mode that's available starting tomorrow for everybody. If you're part of Fire Team Apollo, which is the Loot Crate subscribers who have linked their Halo Waypoint account with their Loot Crate account, then you have early access to the beta. And it's available on Windows 10 and Xbox One. I found, at least for me, if you're having issues with getting it on Xbox One, you need to go search for the Blitz beta or the open beta in the store. You can't actually do it from your game hub if for some reason you uninstalled the original beta or if you never downloaded it in the first place. Eric Kibu says he's not a Loot Crate subscriber, but he already has access to it. So maybe, yeah, and it looks like this had some tweets out there earlier saying that it was open for everybody, but kind of sucks because we got an email from Loot Crate saying, hey, you get a day early access to it, but that kind of didn't happen. I don't know if it was a logistics thing on the back end that didn't go right or if it, we just really hadn't gotten it. Don't know. But anyways, it's out for some people, maybe out for everybody. Not exactly sure at the moment, but it's worth checking out to see if you can get it on Windows 10 or Xbox One, whichever you prefer to play on. I will say that whenever I was doing the press event last week, I chose to use Windows 10 over Xbox One. And as I started getting used to RTS controls again, it felt pretty good. I could just move around a lot more quickly than I could with the controller. So I have a feeling I'm probably going to be spending a lot of my time on Halo Wars 2 on PC.
I plan on at least trying it to see if I can get the hang of it. It's the game definitely runs better on PC, that's for sure. It just seems to load a lot better, which, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, my PC compared to my Xbox is a god. You know, my PC just has a lot more power than the Xbox does. So, you know, it's not a big surprise that things run faster. So I really want to try to learn to play it on PC, but that doesn't mean I won't be playing it on Xbox, because sometimes just grabbing a controller and playing is worth it.
For me, though, PC just has the ability with the keyboard and mouse to do so much more than the controller. And I mean, if you think about it, RTS is just kind of live and breathe on a PC.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's their home. That's the platform they were designed for. And so far, the footage that I've seen from people playing on PC, it looks like it seems to flow pretty good. You know, I can't really compare it to other RTSs because I never played them. So, you know, I don't have any basis of comparison, but it does seem like the controls are easy to pick up and easy to understand. You know, I don't know if that's, you know, a good thing for an RTS or not, at least on the PC side. I know on the console side, yes, that is, you know, that is a good thing. Because, you know, that just makes it more approachable for, you know, a wider audience. But the PC RTS player, I honestly don't know what they look for in an RTS. So the gameplay is definitely there. But, you know, I've only played a couple of games of Blitz and found that I suck at it. It definitely is a much faster paced game than I'm used to. You know, playing traditional Halo Wars, you've got a little bit more time to figure out what you want to do with your units or which way you want to go. But with Blitz, I mean, you're right in the battle. I mean, right now.
Yeah, you start out that way.
Yeah. You know, there's no build up to battle. You're in it. You know, as soon as you spawn in, you're in it. I'm still trying to kind of get used to the calling in units part of it with the controller. That feels really strange, but it is kind of a new movement for me. I'm probably going to have to change some settings in my controller because it's a little too sensitive in certain aspects.
Do you use the D-pad for them, or what do you use to call cards?
You use left thumbstick to select cards, but it's not just a, you know, a left-right thing. You actually, to get it to pick them, you kind of have to roll the stick from left to right. You have to push up on the stick and then roll it from left to right to get it to select the cards correctly. If you go just straight left, right, it goes from end to end. It just jumps from end to end.
That sucks.
It's just a new movement that I've got to get used to. And it was the same way with the original Halo Wars. You know, there were a lot of things, you know, a lot of things in the game that my hands weren't used to doing it. But, you know, after playing it for a couple hours, you know, I got the rhythm going. I got my hands to do what I needed them to do. And I don't have a lot of time in it now because I've only played two games. Because I wanted to make sure I got my Halo 5 in today before the podcast.
Well, since we talked about Blizz a little bit, let's kind of go through a little bit of a 101 since we have been graced by Sketch with a little Blitz 101 for those who may not know of what Blitz is and may have had their heads down or just haven't really looked into a lot of the news that's come out so far or want a little rundown of what's different about Blitz. So it's kind of taking a little twist off of normal RTS gameplay where you build up resources and call in units, whether they're troop units, vehicle units, or air units. And then you have different bases that construct the different unit types, and you have research trees and tech trees and all that stuff. So Blitz eliminates all of that. The one main thing that you have to worry about is energy. And you get energy in two types of ways. You have control points, so it's kind of like strongholds a little bit in a sense, where if you have control over a point, you're getting points in the game. But then there's also these energy drops, and there's one that initially kicks off, and then there are subsequent ones throughout the game, and they kind of get distributed semi-randomly around the map. There are certain drop points, but there are places that you have to go to, and it's kind of random on which drop points get which energy. And that energy is actually what allows you to choose a card out of your deck. And for those that may have seen footage, or maybe for those that don't, every card that you have for Blitz has a certain cost value to it. So you have Marines, which are like 20. You have a Warthog, which may be 40 or 50. And then you have more powerful units that can go up to as much as 300 energy to expend in order to get that unit. Throughout the game, you have this consistent flow of energy. And then depending on how well you're performing and how much energy you capture, you actually get an energy gain bonus. I don't exactly know how that gets calculated, how the energy bonus or the energy tick rate gets higher. I know part of it is driven off of the energy you collect. I don't know if there's another aspect to it.
But throughout the game, you have a steady stream of energy that comes in.
Yes, you have a minimum set of energy that will continuously come in, but
it's like, you know, it's similar to, well, I guess not really similar to that, but anyway, as you just playing the game, you will get energy. You can pick up extra energy from the drops. Also, when a unit is destroyed, you get a partial refund of the energy that it took to build that unit. There are multipliers. Again, I don't know what they are because I don't have that much experience with it, but the more energy you gather, the bigger the multiplier is, from what I understand so far. Of course, there's a limit to the multiplier on, you know, how fast the energy comes in. You know, I like that system. The, you know, they give you what, three decks just right off the bat, or three packs right off the bat in the beta, and then you go through the tutorial, they give you another pack, and then you have daily and weekly challenges that you complete, you get more packs. But the four packs that I opened tonight, they kind of gave me a good range of units between low cost and high cost units. In one pack, I've got, you know, grunts, jetpack brutes, but at the other end of the pack, I also got a scarab. So it was, if that's what they're going to do with the packs, then that sounds, you know, that looks good. I did notice that if you double up on packs or double up on cards, like you get two Marine cards, it does make that card stronger. So your Marines would spawn in with veterancy of a type. They come in stronger than they normally would.
Right.
And it seems like at least in the beta, your in-game veterancy, you know, as you unit lives longer and longer, it seems to be a little accelerated, but that could just be a fundamental change of the game. You see, it seems like units gain veterancy a little quicker and easier than they did in the original Halo Wars. But it's really hard to tell because I haven't had a unit live long enough to get any veterancy. I'm only going off of my opponents.
Oh, no.
Like I said, I right now, I really suck at Blitz. But I like that the fact that once you unlock the card, it's yours. It's not expendable. You know, once you unlock it, you keep it.
Yeah, another point to note on top of that, too, is that you also have the cards that whenever you actually use a card in the game, it's you're not expending that card. You're using that card, and then it goes back into your deck.
Well, it goes back. So, it goes back into your hand, and then it'll show back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, you have your playing deck that you play the game with, and then of course you have your master deck, which you build your loadout cards with. But those cards stay with you. So you spend a marine card, it goes away, but it goes back into your hand, and it'll come back up again. It's you know, like I have a Warthog card, and in one game, it came up three times. The other thing is when you build your decks, your lower end units, and I don't know that you can change this. I hope that you can in the at least the launch game, but you have a number of units that spawn at the beginning of the game. When you're building your deck, you have a choice of, like, I built a deck and I had a choice of two different starting loadouts. You know, one of them, this was for Atriox. One of them was two Banshees and something else. One of their scout vehicles. I can't think what it is. But, or I had another loadout that would start me out with, and I think the reason is I didn't have enough low end cards. Because they don't want to start you off with something really high powered like a Wraith or anything like that. But I don't think I had enough low end cards in my hand to really fill the second loadout, or I didn't have the cards that it wanted in my deck for the second loadout because it only had one of the three units lit up, which was Grunts.
And I wanted to address something real quick that Hawkstrike in the chat actually brought up, which is something that a lot of people have actually been vocalizing and have been very tentative on, is the fact that there's a little bit of similarity between the Rex system in Halo 5. Which there's a few things that are similar between the two systems, but they actually function very differently within the confines of each game. So in Blitz, you have your deck of cards and you have four that you can use at any time, and then you use the card and then it comes back. It's not like you have a plethora of cards. You're going in with a set amount of cards, and you're basically like if you're playing Pokemon, for example, since they bring Pokemon back into it, you're preparing your deck of Pokemon cards, and then you're going to battle with your deck of cards. The only other thing too with what you can do in Blitz is that you can actually recycle your cards, or kind of like reshuffle in a way. You have to expend energy, but you can redraw new cards that will be available to you.
You know, so you know, if you get to a point in the game where you have a lot of high energy cards in your hand, you know, visible to you, you can reshuffle them and bring in some lower cost units to repopulate your army. So that's good. Yeah, you know, I like that they put that in there. You know, there are similarities, like, you know, the energy could be related, you know, could be seen as the same as the rec level. The only difference between that is the rec level, you actually have to unlock with kills. Or, well, yeah, kills. You either need to kill AI or kill Spartans. Now, once you've reached a rec level, it will refill to that level automatically, just over time. But to gain new rec level, you have to kill. In Halo Wars 2, that energy, it's a constant flow. You know, it doesn't cap itself, you know, to your highest previous. It continues to grow and grow. And, you know, the games that I've played, you know, I was able to call in units pretty much the whole game. I didn't really run into a major problem with not having the energy, you know, to call in a bunch of smaller units. Now, you know, if you want to call in a Scarab or something like that, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, Scarab is worth 300, by the way, and it's the most expensive card out of all of them. And the funny thing is,
each leader has one of those cards. Because Cutter has, a Condor.
No, but the Scarab is the highest one. Oh, no, wait. No, take that back. You're right. There is another one.
Yeah, the Condor is also 300 points or 300 energy, whatever you want to call it. So it looks like each leader has one card, and they're a limited time use card. You know, you don't spawn them and they stay on the map forever. You spawn them, they stay on the map for a predetermined amount of time, and then the card expires. And that is the only cards that do that that I know of, is your really high power cards like the Condor or the Scarab. Those are the two that I've actually seen. And they are the end-all, beat-all cards. I mean, you put them down on the map, and they level everything. They're really hard cards to counter with just regular units. Now, I don't know if leader powers or anything will work against them. I would imagine they do. But, you know, they are, you know, high health, high damage cards. So the nice thing is that they made them a timed card. So you can't just save up your points and spawn a Scarab and then level everything.
But what if I wanna?
I'm not saying I don't want to either, but it's, you know, I understand why they played, you know, use those particular cards in that way. Because, I mean, even in original Halo Wars, if you could get a Scarab to live long enough to get 2 stars, it was pretty much unbeatable.
Yeah, you're unstoppable at that point.
At 2 stars, two stars, if I remember right, it could take 4 Mach Blasts and still be alive.
Jeez.
It'd be about dead, but it could take 4 Mach Blasts and still be alive. At 3 stars, you hit it with 4 Mach Blasts, you take like a quarter of itself.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, played correctly, they are beasts. So, you know, I like the way they're doing that. You know, I like the way they're handling those high power cards.
Yeah, I think they're doing it right too. When I was playing Blitz, everything felt pretty good. It didn't feel like one team was necessarily overpowered, but whenever you get someone who knows what cards to play against people, then you kind of suffer at the hands of, like, okay, someone knows how to really build their deck for a winning deck. So there's going to be a lot of strategy, and something that when we were talking with the developers and some of the other folks that we brought up, or that got brought up, was possibly seeing just deck build videos and like having people try out different decks, trying them on other decks and seeing how well they perform. And if there's a competitive scene that really kind of pops up around Halo Wars 2 Blitz, then you have kind of going back to like Pokemon or Magic, where you're basically, it's deck versus deck is what you're trying to go against.
Yeah, when you're playing when you're actually in a game playing, your hand is made up of, well, your playing deck is made up of 12 cards. You have access to 4 cards at a time. So, you know, they'll rotate through pretty frequently.
Yes. And you can, like I said before, you can recycle your deck for an energy cost. So, like, if you use a unit and then you want to try to use the unit again, you could keep recycling until you get that unit back. You're using up some energy that you have in order to get that card back. In the Blitz 101, they actually have some of the starting decks, the pre-configured decks that is in Halo Wars 2 for Blitz. I think they have one for each leader. Yeah, they have one for each leader, so you can check out all the starting decks. And we actually have a video up on our channel, which we upload today, since embargo lifted this morning, of all the different cards that are out there for you to use. We were in the middle of getting a match set up, so I had to go through them pretty quickly, but you can pause the video and get the information and the little details on each card that's available. The cards that are available right now in the beta is actually the card set that will be available at launch. We won't be able to keep any of the cards or keep any of your ranks that you have from the beta into the final game, but what you're playing with in the beta will be the final set of cards, aside from anything that they release through DLC.
Okay, it looks like the UNSC leaders use the Condor Strike as their super unit, and then the Covenant use the Scarab.
Yes. Yeah, those are the two super units, and those are not restricted to any particular leader. Now, there are other cards that are restricted to leaders, but those two are not. So if I go back a little bit, I can figure out who has what. Is Shipmaster the first one? Okay, so the Shipmaster, which is the elite, has the Honor Guard, which is 190. And it's an infantry unit, and it has a cloak. So it can actually hide from units unless they have the little detect feature. Decimus's is the Warlord, which is 200 energy. Atriox is called Atriox Chosen. It's also an infantry that's 210. Sergeant Forge is Forge's Warthog, which is 220. Jerome, Spartan Jerome, which is Captain Cutter, that's 220. And then Spartan Douglas, which is Professor Anders, which is 230. And Isabel, which is Spartan Alice 130.
Cool.
Now, the only thing is, I don't think you can play as Spartan Forge in the beta. I think there's only six available right now, which is Cutter, Anders, Isabel, Shipmaster, Atriox, and Decimus.
But there will be more later as DLC.
Yes. I think there's actually eight at... Is there six at launch or eight at launch?
From what the article said, these are what the game is going to launch with.
So whenever I was playing in the media preview, we only had access to six leaders, but clearly they showed a seventh one with Spartan Forge as being the leader restriction.
Yeah, I can't answer that one.
Someone in the chat want to help fill me in here? Maybe. While we wait for that, seeing if anyone is there to help answer that question. Yeah, there's some deck stats along with the deck for each leader that kind of gives a little bit of overview of the starting armies that you get, the card distribution, average level, average energy cost, and different unit counters that you have. Erikibu says he's seen Forge but can't play with him in the beta, so I'm guessing there's going to be the eight players that you have in the final game. You just can't play with Forge in the beta, will be my guess. We also have a deck building video where I build my first deck that I did during the press event, and it just gives you a little bit of an idea of what the deck building looks like and the decks that I used whenever I was doing my Blitz playthroughs. So if you have any interest in that, check out our YouTube channel, poddecklert.com/YouTube. And there's also a little diagram on the Blitz 101 page that kind of goes through how to interpret each card. So you have the energy cost, which is the number in the top left. You have the unit type, which is a little icon in the top right. They obviously have the name. The color behind the icon is the card's rarity. So white is common, green uncommon, purple epic, golden is legendary. You have the strengths and weaknesses against the different unit types on the bottom, which is you have your infantry, your ground vehicle, and your air vehicle. Green means it's strong against it. Yellow means it's average, red below average, and gray means it cannot affect that unit whatsoever. And then it has a special attribute assigned to it as well. So again, check out all the cards that are available to you. You can go into your deck menu and find out all the details there, or you can go and reference our video and find out all the cards that are available to you in the beta and what will be at launch.
Senator, looking through my decks, and I'm on Isabel, and they have a Halo decoy. The description on the card creates six holograms of friendly units to deceive the enemy.
Yeah, I think that's... Isn't that restricted to Isabel?
That's the first place I've seen it, so I'm guessing probably.
I think it's... Yeah, I think that one's leader restricted. I'm pretty sure it is, at least. I'm trying to see if I can find it in the video. Cloak and Field, that's Covenant one. What's the energy on it? Is it a high one or a low one?
Low one, 30.
Oh, that's super low. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was that low. I started up in the 70s range. There it is, Holo Decoy. Yep, that's restricted to Isabel. Some other things to note, too, whenever doing Blitz, is you actually have deployment fatigue if you deploy units outside of your home base, which I didn't really realize until looking through my footage, but units spawn with only half health and do half their usual damage, unless they avoid damage for 8 seconds, in which case their health goes up to 100% and their damage returns to normal. So I didn't really know that during my playthroughs of Blitz. So you'll see in some of my videos where I deploy a unit and it instantly gets decimated because it only has half health and is only doing half damage. So don't make that mistake.
Yeah, not a good thing.
No, not really. I have since learned, and I will not make that mistake again. So check out everything on the Blitz 101. There is a little site that you can go, or a little page that they've made If you just do halowaypoint.com/news/blitz-101, that will get you to all the little information that you need to get yourself started with Blitz. So if you don't have access to it yet, I don't know if it's, again, if it's access to everyone or if it's just access to early access people. But regardless, check out the 101, get yourself prepared, get yourself in the know, and have fun. Because we have 11 days that this beta is available to us. So take advantage of it. A couple of things from the FAQ, which is important to note. The beta is open to anyone. You don't have to pre-order the game. You don't have to sign up for anything. You do have to have Xbox Live Gold, but you don't have to have Gold for Windows 10. You have minimum specs of running Windows 64-bit, the graphics card that supports DirectX version 12, CPU that is at least an AMD FX 4350 or an Intel i5-2500, AMD graphics chipset of an AMD Radeon HD 7750 or for Intel, an Intel HD 40, 2 gigs of video RAM, 6 gigs of RAM, and 25 gigs of hard drive space. And then the recommended settings is CPU is an AMD FX 8350 or for Intel, a Core i5-4690K. For the GPU, an AMX RX 480 or an NVIDIA GTX 1060. 4 gigs of video RAM and 8 gigs of RAM. There's a few feedback threads they have. They have a bug reports thread, a leader feedback thread, and a gameplay feedback thread. So if you go to the general FAQ on the forums, which is linked in the Blitz 101 article, make sure you are using the appropriate feedback thread so they can get the feedback that they need appropriately. Again, you're only going to be able to play the Blitz mode on Proving Grounds in this beta. You have Blitz 1v1, 2v2, or 3v3 gameplay. If you do the fine match option, if you do the quick match option, it is going to put you into a 2v2 match and automatically set you up with what is your default favorite deck. But if you do fine match, you can select all of your deck configurations, or you can do 1v1, 2v2, or 3v3. There is no play against AI bots in the beta. There will be a Blitz Firefight, which is the AI mode for the final game. Full deck customization is there for the beta, and you get the card packs, like Godzilla said earlier, by playing the game, doing daily challenges, and you have a few packs that you start off with. Again, nothing that you complete in the beta, as far as cards you unlock or ranks that you get, will transition to the final game. It all will be reset. And Laird is saying in the chat, the Isabel card that jacks non-infantry units OP, he saw it jack two vultures. Is this one of the like the Spartans, or is this something else?
Must be.
I know there was a few times when I was doing deathmatch where I had a Spartan. No, was it deathmatch? I don't know if it was death. No, it might have been campaign. Probably was campaign, but you just take one of your Spartans and you jack enemy vehicles. It's so satisfying. So satisfying. But that's kind of the high-level requirements and overviews for the Blitz beta. Another little thing to touch on, too, is some stuff that we got in the latest Cannon Fodder. There's lots of cool artwork that has been drawn up by the folks at Creative Assembly, as well as 343 art team. And there's just lots of cool pictures that work as backgrounds. And they even have a zip that you can download all of them, but there's an image of some banished banshees, brutes, grunts, and then some UNSC vehicles like the Nightingale VTOL, the gunship. There's some ODST's and Pelicans, Spartan Douglas on there. There's lots of really cool art pieces in the latest Cannon Fodder. And then something that's making me consider actually getting it is there are some new pieces for Halo Ground Command that they have taken pictures of, and the details on these things are so incredible. They have Covenant pieces, and they have some UNSC pieces. It's just completely amazing. I would definitely check it out.
Oh, most definitely. It looks like good stuff.
Yes. And Grim also links a video from Halo Canon, which seems to be a regular occurrence, which is awesome to see community content get highlighted. But Toa Freak put a little video together that is a little history of Red Team. And I believe he released this, what, 3-4 months ago? Does that sound right?
Maybe. Something like that. Sounds right.
It's kind of a recap of Red Team, a little bit of touching into when they were originally trained up, and kind of their role in the original Halo Wars, and how, I think he mentioned in there how he anticipates they'll be in Halo Wars 2. But check them out. All of his video series, he's been doing a lot of stuff in preparations for Halo Wars 2, so definitely check it out. Again, it's Halo Canon on YouTube. Pretty easy to find. Only one there. Grim also recommends checking out Hidden Xperia and Covenant Canon as well. So that all that good stuff. So one other thing too regarding Halo Wars 2 that I got a chance to play is the third campaign mission of Halo Wars 2.
Cool.
Yeah. I got to play the first mission as well, and it felt very similar to the first one, where it's kind of teaching you how to drive around, and you find little Covenant groups here and there, and you finally get to the bunker where you discover Isabel and that one scene that we saw from San Diego Comic-Con, for those that have seen it. They officially released that later on, didn't they?
I think they did.
The cutscene? I think they did too. The one with the big Atriox, and they let them run. So we have video of the first mission up. I think I uploaded that before we started the podcast, but we have the third mission that we will upload tomorrow, as well as a domination match and another blitz match as well. Laird said the cutscene's not out yet, so sorry about that. But you'll get to see it soon, in a little over a month. Wow. It's really only, what, 33 days away from release?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We're getting close. Anyway, so the third mission is called Ascension, and kind of harkens back to Halo 1 a little bit, in that you're looking for the cartographer, which is the third mission of Halo 1. The silent cartographer. No, wait. I'm wrong. It's the fourth mission. I always mix that up. First mission is you're getting off the Pillar of Autumn. Second mission is you're on Halo. Third mission is Truth and Reconciliation. Then the fourth one is the silent cartographer. You are looking for the cartographer. You have figured out that Atriox is trying to gain access to it. And it's a mission where you start out by exploring a little bit. You kind of take over different areas, and there's still a little bit more tutorial-like stuff. So I'm assuming, depending on where you are in the campaign, there are new elements and features and abilities that you use. So there's actually one ability that you have a Spartan as your Spartan leader, that you, whoever's in the mission at the time, you can actually use a jetpack and jump up on the cliffs, and then you can sneak attack like a Wraith or something and like jump down from a cliff, and you can instantly like board a Wraith and jack it, which is pretty awesome. And then after a little while, you actually get to what is like a domination match. You have three different control points that you have to take access over, and you basically have to hold them longer than Atriox's army has it, and basically get access to the cartographer first. And if there's one thing that I've kind of noticed from that mission alone, it looks like they're trying to incorporate some of the multiplayer facets of RTS in with the campaign. Because I don't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only one that sticks out to me that was kind of like domination, but wasn't quite that way, was the last mission in Halo Wars 1, right? Where you were trying to take down the shields that were blocking the ship exit or something, right?
Sounds right.
And that was kind of domination-like, but not really. But in this mission for Halo Wars 2, it was pretty explicitly, this is domination.
Yeah.
So I think there was a few missions in Halo Wars 1, now that I'm thinking about it, where you had to hold certain areas or places, but if they got taken down, then they were just taken down. They weren't like taken over, where this one was like both sides are actually fighting for control, where you're not just like fighting for it and holding it. You're actually fighting back and forth. So I like how they're kind of incorporating that into it. I don't see them really incorporating Blitz, but otherwise it was just interesting for me to see like, wow, we actually have this pretty essential multiplayer aspect actually in the campaign. I don't know if that just attributes to Creative Assembly's talent in the RTS space, and if that is just kind of like what makes sense in an RTS game, because that's something that's a familiar RTS mechanic, or if that was something that 343 came up with the idea, and or they collectively came up with the idea of trying it different that way. I don't know. I haven't played enough RTS campaigns to really know if that's something that's normal or not.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Me too. I got a tease of being able to play the first and third missions, and that's
it. Yeah, I know. You're so lucky.
Yay. That's the mission, which is, and it didn't take too long, but it was a pretty decent amount. I think it was, how long was it? 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes or so. And then the first mission didn't take that long either. So still a pretty reasonable time for campaign missions.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
Yeah. Lyrd is kindly reminding me in the chat that for the Ultimate Edition owners, we get it early, so it's going to be less than 33 days.
Well, okay. We're trying to be nice to everybody here. I mean, come on. We don't want to rub it in too much.
That's kind of the basics of the beta that we're getting, or already have for those, and probably by the time you're listening to this downloaded, you will have it, and probably have played a few games of it already. But definitely check it out. Get used to Blitz. Start working on decks. Trying to figure out what decks you want to build whenever you get your hands on the final version of the game. Because once you do, I have a feeling that Blitz is probably going to be a pretty popular matchmaking mode. Just with how quickly it can go, it's probably going to be something that is as quick as a match-made game of
SWAT. Oh.
Well, maybe not SWAT. Maybe not that fast. But it's still one of those things that I think will work pretty well in the matchmaking setting. And depending on how it gets picked up from a competitive standpoint, you have deck builds that kind of fight against each other. And that's where a lot of the talent comes from. And then if you have people that are just kind of RTS skill based already, you're really trying to focus on the combination of skill as playing in the RTS mode and then how you build your deck.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone probably has a deck build that's different. And then you can, another thing that the developers mentioned too is that if you run with a regular team, a regular group of three, then you can have team members assigned to a specific role. So maybe you have one team member that really acts on the defensive and has units called in that are kind of heavy armored and have that anti-air or anti-infantry ability that you can put on a control point, and has the technology that you can spot any of the cloaked units. And then maybe you have one that's kind of on the offensive, and then you have one that maybe is a scouting and energy collecting. So you can really make this beyond just individual players, but you can make your decks in such a way where you can complement your teammates depending on how you want to set things up. So there's lots of different ways that you can go about creating decks and playing Blitz, and it'll be interesting to see what people come up with.
Yeah, it's the deck build. I'm waiting to see the deck build videos.
Well, mine's out there, so check it out.
Definitely something I won't be doing. Nobody's going to want my advice.
It'd still be interesting, at least from our community standpoint, to see what you make.
I'd like to actually give them information they can use. I don't know. You know, the thing with deck builds, and I'll tell you this right now, what works for one person won't work for everybody. Because the decks are going to be really tailored to your play style and how you play. Whether you want to go 1v1, or if you want to play team 2v2 or 3v3, or you just play firefight. You know, just like in Warzone. For the different the different games, you play differently. There's different things that'll be available to you. One thing will work better in one case, but it won't work so good in the other. The whole deck build thing. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people putting out deck videos. And, you know, I may produce some just to show you what my decks are, but I won't say this is the best deck in the world, because it's not. Because what works for me is probably not going to work for 90% of the people out there. You know, it's just everybody's play style is just a little bit different. So, but it will be interesting just to see what comes out of you having this deck system.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be awesome. And it'll be interesting to see if a competitive league of some kind comes out of Blitz. That was one of the things that kind of talking with the developers afterwards. And actually, there's another fellow there. I think his name was Ben. He is one of the quality assurance testers on it. And just kind of talking with them afterwards, they seem pretty interested in what could be made of from a competitive standpoint for Blitz, because it really does change the game of what RTS has traditionally been. And you are kind of mixing another kind of strategy element, which is card games like Magic the Gathering or Pokemon, into something that kind of meshes, strangely enough, well with RTS.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's a, you know, it's a Pokemon that you can play.
That's called Pokemon Stadium.
It gives you a field to actually play the cards on.
Halo Stadium.
Yeah, the Halo Stadium. Welcome to the Halo Stadium. Anyway, but you know, or Digimon or whatever, you know, whatever card game you were into when you were a kid or are into now. You know, it gives you that ability to actually play the cards. You know, because you know most of those card games had a cartoon. And everybody's like, well, how cool would it be to actually do that? And, you know, of course, that's one of the attractions of Pokemon Go. But in this form, you actually control the unit. You tell the unit to use its special attack or to go here or go there. I think it's going to be really appealing to people that are into card games, that want something that is, I don't know really how to put it, because, I mean, if you're playing the card game, then you're involved in it, but allows you to, you actually control the cards that you're playing, you know, other than just laying it down on the table and, you know, okay, this card's got 50 points, that card's got 10 points, this card wins things. So, because, you know, when you're actually controlling the unit, yeah, you might have a 10 point card and you might be going up against a 50 point card, but when you can control the unit, you can use strategy. It's, you know, you've got a sniper. Okay. Snipers are generally weak units, but they can take down a much more powerful unit if played correctly. One of the games I played, I came across cloaked units. That sucks.
Yeah, I had the same thing happen to me because
your units can't find them to kill them.
Not unless you have a unit that specifically can find them, yeah.
You know, unless you have a unit already out that can find them. And of course, I don't have that unit, so I couldn't find them. So I had to retreat and regroup. Luckily, the teammate I had one of those units and was able to highlight them, and then we could go back in and we were able to destroy them and take the point. I see a lot of competitive team play. I'm sure there'll be some competitive one-on-one play, but I don't know if it's going to, if the game does go competitive, I don't know that Blitz is really going to be more popular than Standard, because, you know, the RTS fan base, they know Standard. They're used to watching, you know, 15, 20 minute battles where, you know, you watch the players manage their resources, manage time, things like that, which Blitz, I mean, yeah, you have to manage your energy, but that's pretty much it. There's no real building of it, you know, building anything in the game. It's just you call it in. So I think it might just be too simple to attract that crowd.
So maybe the RTS crowd, but I'm thinking if you look at the generic Halo crowd, you don't really have a lot of people that are willing to sit there for 20 or 30 minutes while an RTS game is going on. So I think Blitz is probably going to be kind of a medium, and who knows, maybe we might see some people from that are hardcore RTSs migrate a little bit to this because it is a little bit quicker, and there is some kind of RTS strategy still there. You're just adding another element from kind of the card playing side of things, and it does go a little bit quicker.
You know, there's also that random element to it. which, you know, you have the random four cards that you can play. Now, granted, you can reshuffle them, but there's a penalty for reshuffling them. And you could shuffle, you'll have three hands because there's 12 cards in a deck. So you can expend that energy three times and maybe not get the card you're looking for, or at least twice and not get the card you're looking for.
Right. I think that would probably be the one major thing that would maybe be a discredit to it is the randomness.
I mean, you know, that's one of the biggest complaints I've heard about, you know, Halo 5 and the rec system is the randomness of the cards. Now, granted, you're unlocking the cards there, but still, it's a pretty big complaint. Now, it probably won't be as big of a complaint in the Blitz mode because it moves so fast and you do tend to cycle through cards pretty quick. So your card, the card that you're going to, that you really want is probably going to show up sooner than later.
It doesn't really take much energy to recycle cards either.
I think to reshuffle or recycle, I think it's 5 energy. So, I mean, it's not a huge cost, but you know, that 5 energy might keep you from calling in a unit for, you know, 10, 15 seconds, which is long enough for the opposing team to capture a point.
There's lots of things to consider. I'm banking on just the fact that shorter attention span and quicker games might lead to a pretty quick adoption.
What were we talking about?
Talking about the ability for Blitz to be successful.
Short attention span?
Gotcha. Okay. I'm with you now. We're on the same page now. That one totally flew over my head. I'm usually pretty good at picking those up, but that one just completely flew by me.
Anyway.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yes, I understand what you're saying. A lot of the gamers nowadays, they have a shorter attention span. You know, they want a quick action-filled game, which Blitz does deliver.
It most certainly does. So that kind of wraps up a lot of the stuff that we had to talk about with regards to Blitz. Go play it. Have fun. There's lots of things to do with getting cards unlocked, doing the daily challenges, messing around with decks. Take this time to figure out what you want your deck to be. Kind of work your magic into what you feel is going to be your deck, your playstyle. Find a team to run with. Look for people that can complement your playstyle. Because if you have three offensive folks, you're not going to really do well on the defensive whenever you might be able to take points, but you might not be able to keep them. Type of thing. So find players that will compliment you, find friends that will compliment your play style, and get out there and have some fun. That's kind of Halo Wars 2 related as well. The Jinx store, the official Waypoint store, has updated their merch selection. So there's some Halo Wars 2 items up there now as well. There's 7 new things, 3 shirts, 1 cap, 2 beanies, and a wristband.
And even more stuff that I want.
Yeah. Do you, your Plasma Grenade Plus yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I have an extra one. You want me to send it to you?
Yeah, if you want to gift it to me, that's fine. But, you know, then you can't give it away to one of our...
That's true.
And, I really wouldn't want to take it away from them.
Here, we'll do this. Since we haven't had a submission in such a long time, for our listeners, I will give away one of the new shirts... Well, the new Halo Wars 2 Jinx shirts, if people will send in to submissions@podtaggler.com their best game story, their worst game story, or most hilarious moment in the Blitz beta. So in 2 weeks after the beta has concluded, so on January 31st, when we record our podcast, we will read off the submissions and we will pick a winner. And that winner will receive a shirt of their choosing and the size of their choosing. When you email in, I'll just email you back and say, hey, you won, pick your shirt, and we will send you a shirt. How about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So submissions@podtaggler.com. Send it in an hour before the podcast, so 8 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, January 31st, to be eligible to win a Halo Wars 2 shirt from the Halo Waypoint store. Again, submissions@podtaggler.com. Can't be Twitter, can't be Facebook, can't be other social media platforms. You have to send it in from your email to submissions@podtaggler.com.
Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say.
Yes. And next week, we will give away some Prima Guides. Prima Guides actually contacted me last week, and I have 5 digital codes and 3 physical copies of the Halo Wars 2 guide to give away. So next week,
oh, damn, I'm not eligible.
No, you're not. So next week we'll give some of those away. How about that?
You know, sometimes this hobby sucks.
I might sneak in the copy for you.
I've already got one pre-ordered, so
okay. Oh, geez.
I like my guides.
Yes, the guides are cool.
I need to get a guide for Halo Wars and then the original Halo, Combat Evolved. And then I'll have a complete collection. Well, other than Master Chief collection, but I don't think they did one for me. Maybe they did. I don't know. I haven't looked.
I don't remember if they did either, but I think I'm in the same boat as you, with the exception of possibly needing Halo 2s, but I think I have that one. I'm not sure. And then, did they do one for Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike?
I don't think so. I don't ever remember seeing anything on it.
If not, then I don't have that.
I had Halo 2s the day I pre-ordered it from Best Buy. They had them sitting there on the shelf.
Oh, wow.
I went over there at lunch, picked up the guide, and then pre-ordered the game. So I pretty much knew all about the game before the game was even out.
Nice.
Because that night, what I did is I sat down on the couch and read through that whole freaking book. Well, I didn't read every word, but I went through most of it, looking at strategies and stuff.
Getting the latest strats for Halo.
Well, at that time, they were the only strats.
Right.
No, Prima did this one, too.
Which one?
The Halo 2 one.
Wow.
So they've been part of this for a while.
Yeah, they have. Dang. With that said, we're going to wrap up the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the stream. Who is on the stream? We broadcast live, usually, on Tuesdays. We did it Thursday for the past couple of weeks just because of news release and other things that were made available. And then embargo was today for all the stuff that we had to talk about with Halo Wars 2. So that was just kind of how the things rolled. But we will be back to our Tuesday schedule next week. Yes, Pens, we will be having last-minute practice before the Halo Bowl 2, but I'll schedule that around the podcast. We have, speaking of Halo Bowl 2, that's taking place next week on January 25th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, that is Drunken Halo, ourselves, Podcast Evolved, the Dota Halo Podcast, the Bad Halo Podcast, and the Let's Talk Halo Podcast. So we went from 4 podcasts to 6 podcasts for this one. We're still supporting Gamers Outreach. So if you go to bit.ly/HaloBowl2, all one word with the number 2, that will take you to the fundraiser page for a go-kart. We're trying to raise money for a full go-kart. We managed to get about halfway, not quite halfway, but pretty close to halfway for a go-kart. But we want to try to get to a full go-kart this time around. If you're stopping by to watch, we ask that you donate, or you can go ahead and donate for a great cause. Again, it's for a go-kart, which is basically this portable unit that can be rolled around through hospitals, and it has gaming consoles in it for kids who are recovering can play and help ease their mind off of the situations that they're in. Good stuff. Check it out.
A very worthy cause.
Yes. We did it with them last year, and they were so appreciative, and we had a bunch of support, and we're really looking forward to what we can do for this one. I don't know if this is going to be one of 2 we do this year. I don't know if it's something that they're trying to do annually. The last one we did was 8 months ago, so it's not quite annual in the sense of being 12 months apart, but who knows? So please check it out. Again, that's bit.ly/HaloBowl2. And that'll take you to the fundraiser page over on Gamers Outreach, and it'll give you a little information on what's going down on the 25th. Gameplay starts at 6:30. It'll be hosted by Mudcat. All of our different Twitch channels will be hosting his channel, so you can just make sure you're tuned in to our channel, and then we'll be broadcasting it there. We are part of a podcast network called The Podcast Network. Go figure. But you can find it at thepodcast.com, which includes podcasts such as Critzcast, which is a TF2 podcast, Guardian Radio, which is a Destiny podcast, Podcast 76, which is a Overwatch podcast, The Learning Cliff, which is an EVE Online podcast, and then two other podcasts that are somewhat related, which is Work in Progress and How to Murder Time. If you're looking for other podcasts to get involved with, then those are good ones to listen to if you're interested in those games, or if you're just looking for other podcasts to listen to, whether you're at work or you need something on your drive into work or wherever you're going, just something in the background. Great quality podcasts, really well spoken for most of the time. We have our own slip ups, but definitely check them out. Again, that is thepodkast.com, or you can just go to podka.st and that will take you there as well. We're also partnered with Loot Crate. For those that are interested in the next crate, you have until February 15th, which is a little less than a week before Halo Wars 2 comes out, to get your hands on the Banished crate. They've already released the image for the little figure, and it's Aatrox with his hammer, and that is one of the figures that is exclusive to the Loot Crate, so make sure you get yourself a crate. You can head on over to podtacular.com/lootcrate to get a subscription, and then if you use the code podtacular at checkout, you will get $3 off your subscription. We've been told from Laird, and we've been confirmed, but if you do a subscription for one crate and then cancel it and do another subscription, it works multiple times.
But we didn't tell you that.
No, but still, $3 off one crate, even if it's a crate, it's still a pretty good deal. Also, the AC Worldwide Halo speakers are actually coming out here pretty soon. They've had a couple of tweets as of late that's showing some of the designs of the first run of speakers, and you can get your hands on one if you go to podtacular.com/acww-halo. That will take you over to AC Worldwide's page where you can order your Master Chief Bluetooth speaker or the red or blue Spartan Aphalon speaker. They run $250, which is a little expensive if you didn't get in on the pre-order run when they had them at 20% off. But if you find someone that gets one and you like the sound of it, then definitely look at picking one up through our link. They boast really good speaker quality and sound engineering for the speakers to make sure that the sound that's outputting is accounting for all the acoustics of the head. They also have some Star Wars one as well, which have gotten some pretty nice awards. So the fact that they partnered with Halo is just that much more awesome. So make sure you check them out. Again, that's podtacular.com/acww-halo. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media sites. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, especially lately with all of our footage that we've been releasing for Blitz, and we have a deathmatch video, domination video, and then videos for the campaign missions 1 and 3, some of which are up already, some of which are still coming. And we also have Discord, so podtacular.com/discord to join our chat. You can also hit up our Spartan company, podtacular.com/company. I believe we have a couple of spots available. We also have our Xbox Club, podtacular.com/Xbox to get to our Xbox Club. If you're looking for shopping through Amazon, I know some people went through and did some Christmas shopping through us, which is awesome. But if you go to podtacular.com/Amazon, you can purchase your stuff through there, and we get a little bit back through Amazon. So that would be appreciated if anyone is looking to shop Amazon, and I regularly shop Amazon. So I don't know if anyone shops nearly as much as I do, but it's a regular occurrence for me.
Me too.
Check all that stuff out and make sure you are following where applicable if you have those accounts. We'll be back to our normal schedule next week, like I said. So check us out on Tuesday. It'll be Tuesday, the 23rd of January. And we'll be going over more Halo Wars 2 stuff, I'm sure. So until then, keep on fragging Blitz.